You're listening to SBS News.
Protesters charged through government's buildings, kicking a painting of incumbent President Tsarunbai Jeenbekov. The president saying he's still in control of the country while calling for peace and calm.
The protesters did not obey law enforcement agencies, beat paramedics and damaged buildings. I ordered the law enforcement agencies not to open fire, so there was no blood spilt and not a single citizen was injured. They have done everything so as not to exacerbate the situation.
The Prime Minister and the Speaker of Parliament have resigned, and President Jeenbekov told the BBC he was ready to give the responsibility to strong leaders, but didn't say who.
Peace in the country and stability in society is more important than any politician's mandate. I suggested that the Central Election Committee thoroughly investigate any violations during the election process and annul the election result if necessary. I ask that the leaders of the political parties calm their voters and ask them not to take part in gatherings.
And it didn't take long for the Central Election Committee to cancel the election results. Committee members ruling vote buying was widespread.
The Central Election Commission held a meeting today. The commission decided to cancel the results at every voting precinct due to the political situation following the claim of 12 parties.
The unrest, which has been going on since Sunday's election, has killed one person and wounded almost 700. Protesters argue the election result is illegitimate as only 4 out of 16 political parties passed the threshold to enter Kyrgyzstan's parliament. Demonstrators freed some political prisoners from jail, including former president Almazbek Atambayev and former legislator Seyda Japarov. Mr. Japarov was appointed acting prime minister. He had been serving an 11-year sentence for kidnapping a regional governor during a protest 7 years ago. He calls for calm.
Now, do not loot. Show that you are people of culture. Leave peacefully. We are going to work on the legitimization of power. We will ask for your help if we need it.
He had to flee as a crowd armed with rocks broke into a hotel where members of parliament had convened. Burnt-out cars litter the streets in the capital, Bishkek, and shop owners are fearful of looting, so they've installed metal shields. Residents here are hoping the disturbance leads to change.
I'm waiting for renewal. We need to get rid of old faces and have clean lawmakers who will work for people. We need a new parliament.
There are so many things that were burnt and broken. So many people were injured. It's an enormous loss. We hope that everything will get better when it ends. We hope for the better. We pray that Allah gives us fair authorities.
Kyrgyzstan's people are familiar with political turmoil as two of the nation's presidents have been overthrown in the past 15 years. The former Soviet republic that borders China is allied with Russia and houses a Russian military base. In a phone interview, Kremlin spokesperson Dmitry Peskov urged all sides to negotiate.
Telephone diplomacy is being used frequently on the highest and the high levels by our Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. This is the main point of the Russians' efforts to help the sides at war, to stop the fire and to start the political diplomatic conflict resolution process.
Washington-based political analyst Stephen Nix from the International Republican Institute says Russia's concerns come from a place of fear.
Well, the situation in Kyrgyzstan, like the situation in Belarus, is very concerning to the Kremlin. The fact that people are no longer afraid to speak up, to stand up, and to voice their support for democracy, for free and fair elections, and accountable governance. So there are a number of similarities between what's taking place in Bishkek and what is taking place in Minsk. And again, the Kremlin's fear is that a similar situation could develop within the Russian Federation.
Political turmoil continues in Belarus 2 months after the controversial elections there. President Alexander Lukashenko's main rival, presidential candidate Svetlana Tikhanovskaya, has met with German Chancellor Angela Merkel in Berlin. She is expected to push for the European Union to implement sanctions on Alexander Lukashenko, as Britain, the United States and Canada have already done. Ms. Tikhanovskaya ran for president in place of her jailed husband Sergei, an opposition blogger. She was forced to leave Lithuania under pressure from officials a day after the elections. Lucy Murray, SBS News.